The Old Testament reading for Transfiguration Sunday actually has an option. One, and the one that I'm going to pursue, is 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the transference of the prophetic mantle from Elijah to Elisha. The alternative reading is in Exodus chapter 34. We begin. Vayhi behaloth Yahweh eth Eliyahu besa'ara ha-shamayim v'yelik Eliyahu ve'elisha min ha-gilgal. Vayhi establishes this as past narrative. Beth plus ha'aloth, the hifiel infinitive construct of Allah, is the standard way of doing a temporal clause. When Yahweh, the Lord, brought up or took up Elijah, Eliyahu, in a whirlwind to heaven, Elijah and Elisha went from Gilgal. Now you notice that opening clause actually establishes what this whole discourse will be about, and will be there will be a similar phrase at the end of the text. Vayomer Eliyahu el Elisha, shev na fo, ki Yahweh shalachani ad beit el. Elijah said to Elisha, shev is the singular, kal singular masculine imperative of yashav, to sit or dwell. So it's sort of sit here, stay here, please, because Yahweh sent me, or has sent me, to the house of God, to Beth-El, the place name. Vayomer Elisha, Elisha said, Chai Yahweh v'chei nafshka im e'ezevka. The pattern there, Chai Yahweh v'chei nafshka, is the prothesis of an oath. And when the particle or conjunction im is used, the apodosis, the ezevka, is understood to be something that isn't going to happen. So this is along the lines of, as surely as Yahweh lives and as you live, your soul lives, I will not leave you or abandon you. Vayeradu Beit El, and they went down to Beth El. Vayetzu b'nei ha Nevi'im asher Beit El El Elisha. The sons of the prophets went out. Yetzu, kal imperfect vowel consecutive, third plural masculine of Yatsa, that Seirei indicates the missing first yod. The sons of the prophets who were at or are at Beth-El went out to Elisha, and they said to him, Vayomru Elal, Hayadata ki hayom Yahweh lokeach et Adoneka me'al rosheka. The Hayadata, the hey pointed with chatef pathak there, is interrogative hey, so it turns the whole statement into a question. Basically this, don't you know that today Yahweh is taking your master from over your head, which is to say that he will no longer be present to supervise or train Elisha. Vayomer, now Elisha responds, Vayomer, gam ani yadati hechshu. Gam also, or indeed, I know. The redundant personal pronoun there shows how Elisha's response is pretty forceful. And then he tells these sons of the prophets, hechshu, the hifiel, imperative, plural masculine. In the kal, chasha is to be silent. In the hifiel, it is, in a sense, to do silent. So he's basically telling them to shut up. don't say any more or be silent. Vayomer lo Eliyahu Elisha, and he said to him, Elijah did to Elisha. Notice the sort of storytelling pattern of trying to operate with pronouns, but then reminding his hearers that he's dealing with Elijah talking to Elisha. The same pattern. Shev na fo ki Yahweh shalachani Yericho. Stay here, please, because Yahweh has sent me to Jericho. Vayomer, now Elisha responds once again, Chai Yahweh v'chei nafshka, im ezaveka. As surely as Yahweh is alive and you are alive, I will not leave you. Vayavo'u, kal imperfect vowel consecutive, third plural masculine of bo, and they went to Jericho. Verse 5, Vayigashu b'nei ha-nevi'im asher bi-Yericho el Elisha. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha. Vayomaru elau, and they said to him, same question, Hayadata ki hayom Yahweh lokeach et Adoneka me'al rosheka. Don't you know that today Yahweh is taking your master from over you, your head? Vayomer, Elisha responds again, Gam ani yadati hechshu. I do indeed know, be silent, say no more. Vayomer lo, he said to him, Eliyahu is the one who said, Shev na fo ki Yahweh shalachani hayardena. This time, the same pattern. Elijah says to Elisha, stay here because Yahweh has sent me to the Jordan. Hayardena, the unaccented comments hey, is the locative or directive hey. Vayomer, Elisha responds, Chai Yahweh v'chei nafshka im ezaveka. Surely as Yahweh lives and you are alive, I will not abandon you. Vayelaku shanehem. And the two of them walked on. Verse 7, V'chamishim ish mibnei ha-nevi'im halaku v'yamadu megadu Meneged Meirachok Ushenehem Amadu al Hayardain. 50 men from the sons of the prophets came or walked and stood, the Yamadu, Meneged, sort of from the opposite, or just generally opposite. Hebrew has this pattern of adding the preposition min as sort of the point in reference to which something happens. So they stood opposite, merachok, and at a distance. Ushenehem, and they, the two of them, Elijah and Elisha, stood on or at the Jordan. Vayakach Eliyahu eth adarato. Elijah took his cloak or mantle, vayiglom, and he folded it up, rolled it up, vayache eth hamayim, and he struck the water of the river. Vayechatsu Hena vahena, and they, the waters, a nifal imperfect vowel consecutive of chatsa, to divide, to be divided. They were divided. They and they, sort of one side to another. Vayavru shenehem b'charba, and the two of them crossed over in or on dry land, dry ground. Verse 9, Vayhi ka'avram kaf plus the infinitive construct plus the third plural masculine pronominal suffix, as they crossed the Eliyahu Amar. And there's an interesting pattern. Hebrew is typically verb, subject, object, but repeatedly as this narrative is being enunciated, there are times when the speaker or the storyteller actually fronts the subject in order that you know which character is the one who's acting. So here it's Elijah said, El Elisha, he said to Elisha, Sha'al ma aseh lak, ask, call imperative, singular masculine, Sha'al, ask what I will do, I may do, modal sense for the imperfect here, what I may do for you. Beterem, sort of in the beforeness, or before, Elachach, I am or will be taken, me imak, from being with you. So here's the invitation for Elisha to ask something of Elijah. Vayomer Elisha, vihi, adjusive here, third singular masculine of Hayah, let it be or may it be, please. Now the phrase pi shenayim, woodenly, sort of mouth of double. And as we talk about mouths to feed, there's a portion or a share. The idea here is that may it be a double share, beruchaka, of your spirit, Eli, upon me. So turning it around, may I receive a double share of your spirit. Verse 10, Vayomer, now it is Elijah speaking once again, Hichshita l'sheol, you have made difficult to ask, which is you have asked a difficult thing. Im tireh oti lukach me itak, if you see me being taken or having been taken from with you, me itak, yehi laka, it will be or may it be to you, thus Cain. Va'im ayin, but if not, if there is not a seeing, lo yehyeh, it will not be. This won't happen. So if Elisha is able to see Elijah as he's taken up into heaven, he will receive what he asks. If there is not that seeing, if there does not exist a seeing, then it won't happen. It won't be. Vahi hema holakim halok v'daber v'hine rekav esh v'suse esh v'yaf redu bain shenehem. Come to the athnok there. Let's see. And it happened, they walked. And notice the use of the two infinitives, absolute, halok v'daber. They walked, walking and talking, actually sort of amplifies that as they're going along. V'hine, and behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire, they were just there, and they divided between the two of them. Vaya'al Eliyahu besa'ara hashamayim. And Elijah went up. Now it's kal, imperfect vowel consecutive, third singular masculine of Allah. Elijah went up in a whirlwind to heaven. Verse 12. Where are we at? 2 Kings 2, now at verse 12. The Elisha ro'eh, and Elisha is seeing, ro'eh, kal participle of ra'ah. The who and he, mitza'ek, pl participle singular masculine, and he is calling out, avi, avi, my father, rekav Yisrael, the chariot of Israel, uparashau, and its horsemen. Velo ra'ahu oth, and he did not see it anymore, or keep on seeing it. So the vision vanishes. Vayachzek, hifil, imperfect vowel consecutive of chazak. In the kal, it's to be strong. In the hifil, it is to, in effect, to make strong, but with the preposition baith, denotes the idea of taking hold of something and seizing it tightly. So, vayachzek biv gadal. He takes hold of his garments, his clothes. Vayikraim, and he tore them, took hold of his garments, and he tore them, lishnayim, into two karaim, into two tearings or pieces. Now, it's interesting that the appointed reading actually stops there, but it is worthwhile to just understand what happens in the next three verses. In verses 13, 14, and 15, Elisha retrieves Elijah's mantle or cloak, crosses back over the Jordan, and is recognized by this band of 50 sons of the prophets as having the spirit of Elijah, and then subsequently assumes his own prophetic ministry. Now, since the Sunday for this particular reading is Transfiguration Sunday, where Moses and Elijah appear with the transfigured Jesus, the idea of a mantle as a divine appointment, Jesus appearing with the two figures who represent in a unique way law and prophets, he sort of is confirmed before the disciples who accompany him as having received the divine appointment from God, that the mantle actually belongs to him. He is the prophet like Moses who speaks with God face to face, and he's the prophet like Elijah as well, who embodies the whole prophetic tradition. And I think that that's probably one area. If your homiletical preference is to emphasize the divine appointment of the Son by the Father and how that is confirmed in the Transfiguration, then this Old Testament text helps to illustrate that, or in a sense echo it forward. But there's another one, another homiletical possibility that I'd like to invite, and that is for a sense of baptismal transfiguration, because we pass through the waters of baptism to see, as it were, to experience heavenly holy things, the forgiveness of sins, birth of the life of faith, reconciliation to God, and so forth. We see God in the mercy of God. But then, in the wake of baptism, we also, like Elisha, have to go back to our world. But we are no longer wearing the same clothes. We are clothed with the mantle of righteousness that Jesus earns for us on the cross, and we are clothed with a mantle for witness, or particularly for ordained and commissioned ministers to carry out a ministry among God's people. So that ends the Old Testament reading.